And now, let's join Bernard, Robin, and Melanie for the conclusion of the story of Esther.
Well, there you go. A chocolate sundae with raspberry sauce.
Thanks, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hope you folks have good dental insurance. Oh, sorry, girls, for the interruption, but business is business.
That's okay, Mr. Walton. But can you finish the story of Esther now?
Yeah, I can't believe you left us hanging like that. I'm about to fall off my chair.
Well, that's what a cliffhanger's all about. Kids got no sense of the dramatic. Now, where was I?
Mordecai just told Esther about Haman's plan.
That's right, that's right. Well, naturally, Esther was shocked.
Haman wants to kill the Jews? But why?
He's gone mad with power. Esther, you are our only hope. You must go to the king to plead for our people.
Go to him? I can't. Anyone who goes into the king's inner court without his summons is doomed to die. Uncle, if I do this, I will die.
You will not die if he extends to you the golden scepter.
But he does that so rarely.
You must try, Esther. If you don't, you condemn our people to extinction, and you will die anyway.
If I speak, I die, and if I don't speak, I die.
You must put your faith in God. Who can say but that he has brought you into the palace for just such a time as this?
Yes. Gather the Jews in the city to fast for me. My maids and I will do the same. After 3 days, though it is strictly forbidden, I will go in to see the king. And if I perish, I perish.
So, did she go?
Well, of course she did, and Mordecai also did what Esther told him to do. 3 days later, Esther put on her finest robes and entered the inner court of the palace.
She was really brave.
I'll bet she was really scared.
I think she was both. But she was also doing what Mordecai said, putting her trust in the Lord.
What happened?
Well, she slowly walked into the throne room, heart pounding, palms sweaty. And there was King Xerxes, sitting on the royal throne. The room instantly went quiet. Everyone held his breath and turned to the king. He looked at Esther for a long moment, then a smile slowly spread across his face, and he held out the golden scepter to her.
Your Majesty.
Esther, my dear.
Forgive me for interrupting you this way, great one.
Oh, nonsense. It's always a delight to have you near. What can I do for you?
I have a request of your Majesty.
Of course, my lovely. Ask anything of me. I will grant it, even if it is half my kingdom.
You are most generous, sire, but my request is nothing so grand. If it pleases your Majesty, I'd like you to attend a banquet I've prepared for you today.
A banquet? Oh, how delightful! Of course I'll come.
I am honored, sire. And I'd like Lord Haman to also attend.
Haman? You want Haman there?
Yes, sire.
Of course, my dear. If it pleases you, he'll be there in goat skins and peacock feathers.
Thank you, my lord. The feast is ready now in my courtyard.
I'll send word to Haman and we'll follow you over shortly.
As you wish, great one.
Goodbye, my love.
So the king and Haman went over to Esther's.
Wait a minute. Why the banquet? Why didn't she just come out and tell the king what she really wanted?
Maybe she was still scared.
Well, maybe, but I think she was being shrewd. You remember the old saying about catching flies with honey?
No.
Oh. Well, there's an old saying about you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Sounds disgusting.
Right. It means that people are more likely to do things for you if you treat them nicely than if you just blurt out what you want. Well, Esther knew that. Of course, Xerxes did, too. And so during the meal, he turned to Esther and said,
This is a truly marvelous feast, my dear. Isn't it, Haman?
Yes, indeed, my queen.
I am pleased it pleases you.
Yes, but you didn't bring me over here just for this, did you?
No, my lord.
I thought not. Now, tell me what you really want.
Sire, my deepest wish, if your majesty loves me, is that you come again with Lord Haman tomorrow to the feast I shall prepare for you.
Another banquet? Esther?
Please, sire. At that banquet, I will explain what this is all about.
You know I can't refuse you. I'll be here.
With Lord Haman?
Haman, you're invited here for another banquet tomorrow. Be on time.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I wouldn't miss it.
Boy, Haman must have been pretty happy right about then.
Oh, he was happy, all right. Invited to the queen's banquets, advisor to the king. Yeah, as Haman rode home, he pretty much felt like he was on top of the world. Until he passed by the gate and saw Mordecai there. He wasn't kneeling or trembling or even standing out of respect. He was just sitting. Well, this made Haman furious.
Good. I don't like him.
Did he do anything to Mordecai?
No, he restrained himself and went home and told his wife, Zeresh, and their friends about the events of the day.
Yes, my friends, I can only conclude that the house of Haman has been touched by the gods. Oh, just look about you. I have amassed great wealth. My lovely wife, Zeresh, has graced me with many children.
Oh, my husband, you embarrass me.
It is true. I have been promoted time and time again until now. I am the greatest man in the empire next to Xerxes himself. No, it is true. Today's events confirm it.
Today's events? What happened?
Queen Esther invited only myself and the king to a banquet she prepared specially for us.
Oh, no!
Yes, and what's more, tomorrow we are invited again.
Oh, wonderful, my darling. And yet, your brow is so heavy. You look as though something is troubling you.
Ah, my dear, I can never hide anything from you. You're right. All of my achievements, my wealth, my grandeur are nothing when I see Mordecai the Jew just sitting there in front of the king's gate, refusing to bow to me.
Oh, don't let that burden you, my husband. He'll be taken care of soon enough when your plan is put into effect.
I know, but it is not enough. I want Mordecai taken care of now.
Oh, I hate seeing you like this. Oh, I think I know of a way to take care of your problem.
How?
Well, have the servants construct a gallows.
A gallows?
Yes, for hanging. Have them build it tall, 75 feet high.
Yes, go on.
In the morning, ask the king to let you hang Mordecai on it.
Hang him?
Yes. And when it's done, you can go on your merry way with the king to the banquet.
Oh, I do like it. I like it, my love. I like it. I order it built at once. Oh, my dear, you do know how to comfort me, don't you?
We'll return to Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Haman had a 75-foot-tall gallows built to hang Mordecai?
That's right. He hired dozens of men to work through the night so it'd be ready the next day.
Poor Mordecai.
Well, if these were normal circumstances, I'd agree with you, but these events were controlled by God. Now, that night, the king had trouble sleeping and decided to read a while. Well, he wanted to read about his favorite subject, himself, so he ordered the historical records of his kingdom brought to him from the library. And while looking through them, he came across an unusual item.
Interesting.
Sire?
Oh, I was just reading something in the book of my memorable events.
Thrilling reading indeed, Your Majesty.
Yes. But I've come across something of a mystery. Mm. Do you remember that plot to assassinate me a while back? You know, by those two dimwits, Bigthan and Teresh?
Oh, yes, my liege. What fools they were to try and harm the ruler of the earth, the monarch of all of these
days. Oh, never mind the blather. It says here that Mordecai exposed the plot.
Yes, sire, that is true.
But it doesn't list his reward.
Reward?
Yes, reward. Or don't you think the man deserves something for saving the king's life?
I know not of others, but as for me, my single self, my reward would be the knowledge that Your Majesty is safe.
Well, that's all well and good, but you never saved me. This man did. Now stop the flattery, you fool, and tell me what reward he received for it. Well?
I don't know, Your Majesty.
You don't know, Your Majesty? Well, find out.
Well, the king had the joint jumping all night long and well into the next morning trying to find out what reward Mordecai had received for his bravery. Finally, the attendant had to tell the truth.
Well?
Well, indeed, Your Highness. to the best of our knowledge, the man Mordecai received no reward.
Oh, incompetence. I am surrounded by incompetence. Who is on duty in the outer court?
Prime Minister Haman is in the outer court, sire. In fact, he has requested an audience with Your Majesty.
At last, somebody with some brains. Show him in.
Yes, my lord.
Now, Haman, of course, had come to ask the king to hang Mordecai from the gallows he was building.
Prime Minister Haman to see the king.
Ah, come in, Haman.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I have an urgent matter I must discuss with you.
All in good time, all in good time. But first things first, I have a very important question to ask you.
What is it, my liege?
What should I do to honor a man who truly pleases me?
Now, this made Haman stop for just a minute. He thought to himself,
honor? Oh, Haman, this is your lucky year. The king wants to honor you. Or does he? Oh, he must. I mean, he knows how hard I work. Whom else would he want to honor more than me?
Haman?
Yes, sire.
Did you fall asleep? I asked you a question.
And I have an answer for you, Majesty.
Well, good. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Now, let's hear it.
Well, first, bring out some of the royal robes.
Robes?
Yes. The kind worn only by Your Majesty. Then bring out the king's own horse.
Horse?
And the royal crown.
The crown?
Yes. Then instruct the noblest of princes in your realm to robe the man, place the crown on his head, and lead him through the streets on the king's own horse, shouting out, "This is how the king honors those who truly please him."
Excellent, excellent, Haman. You do know how to come up with them, don't you?
Well, I do try, sire.
All right, we have no time to lose. Hurry, take these robes.
Your Majesty.
And my horse and crown. Take them and do just as you have said.
Oh, sire.
To Mordecai.
Oh, it really isn't necessary. Mordecai?
Yes, the Jew who works at the Chancellery. You do know him.
Mordecai?
Yes, that's him. Go to him at once, and I want you to follow every detail you suggested, Haman. Mordecai has honored the king, and now he shall be honored in kingly fashion.
Mordecai, I have to honor Mordecai.
Did he really do that?
He sure did. He took the robes and put them on Mordecai, mounted him on the king's horse, and led him through the streets of the city, shouting,
"This is the way the king honors those he delights in."
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Haman is the one who has this plot going to kill all of the Jews. And now he has to run before Mordecai, who's Jewish, and shout,
"This is the way the king honors those he delights in."
Yeah, that's what I mean, all right.
That's great.
Yeah, well, Haman didn't think so. Afterwards, he rushed home completely humiliated and told Zeresh what happened.
Oh, my poor love.
Imagine treating a man of my stature that way. And Mordecai still refuses to bow.
Well, darling, is it really so important that he bow?
Yes. Yes, it's important. I am the second most powerful man in the kingdom. Do you think I'm going to let this Jew best me?
Well, perhaps that's the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe your plans against Mordecai don't succeed because he's a Jew.
Rubbish.
Well, their God is very powerful, my husband. If Mordecai is in his keeping, you will never succeed against him. In fact, to continue to oppose him will be fatal.
I can't believe my ears. I beg
pardon, my lady.
What is it?
The king's messengers have arrived to conduct Lord Haman to the queen's banquet. Very
good. We'll discuss this later, Zeresh.
Yes, my husband.
Our servant, is the gallows ready?
The gallows? Almost, my lord.
What do you mean, almost?
Well,
nothing is going well today. I want you to keep me posted on its progress. I want to know the very moment it's completed. Do you understand?
Yes, my lord.
Another excellent feast, my dear.
Indeed, my queen. Most enjoyable.
I am honored.
You seem bothered, my dear.
If I am, it is because of the request I must make of you.
Aha! Now we come to the heart of the matter. What is your petition, Queen Esther? What is it you wish? Whatever it is, I will give it to you.
Oh, great King Xerxes, if I have won your favor, and if it please your majesty, save my life and the lives of my people.
Save you?
Oh, yes, my liege. We have been sold to those who will destroy us. We are doomed to destruction and slaughter.
What are you talking about? Who would dare touch you? Esther, tell me who.
This wicked Haman is our enemy.
What?
Me?
It is true, O great king. I am a Jew.
My queen? A Jew?
Yes.
No, no, no.
This is a puzzlement.
But Lord, I...
Please,
no,
Xerxes.
No, no. No talking. I must think. Fresh air. That's what I need. A walk in the garden. You two, stay here.
You are a Jew?
Yes.
Why would you keep this a secret?
Because my uncle wisely told me to when I first moved into the palace.
Your uncle?
Yes, Mordecai. You...
Mordecai? Mordecai is your uncle? Oh, no, no, no.
At first, I didn't understand why he wanted me to hide my heritage, but now I can see how right he was. As you well know, Haman, my people have many enemies in this kingdom.
My queen, I didn't...
Why, Haman? Why would you devise such a wicked scheme?
Now, wicked is a bit strong,
you
isn't
want
it?
To destroy my people, wipe them out.
It's nothing personal.
You are evil, Haman.
But I mean well. Oh, my queen, I beg your mercy.
The same kind of mercy you were going to show my people.
But I didn't know it was your people. Oh, please, your highness.
Haman... What are you doing? Don't come any closer.
Please, Majesty, don't hold this little thing against me. Please.
Stop, Haman. Let go of my arm.
I'm begging you, my queen. Please, please, save me from your husband's wrath.
Haman, we're up against
Help
the
me.
Couch.
Well, please. I'm terribly sorry.
Haman, off
no,
of
I'll
me.
No, I'll help you.
Haman,
you're hurting me.
I'm sorry.
What is this?
Xerxes!
Oh, this can't be happening.
Will you attack the queen right here in the palace before my very eyes?
Majesty, I...
Silence, you dog!
Begging your most humble pardon, your majesty.
What is it?
Sorry for interrupting, my emperor. But Lord Haman told me to inform him the moment his gallows are completed.
Not now, not now.
Gallows? What gallows?
Oh, it's nothing, sire, nothing at all.
Quiet! What gallows, servant?
Haman ordered a 75-foot-tall gallows built.
75 foot? For what purpose?
To hang one of the king's officials.
Who? Who?
Mordecai, Excellency.
Mordecai?
Haman, you would execute the very man who saved me from assassination?
Majesty, it's
Silence.
All a mistake.
Servant. Where is this gallows?
It stands in Haman's courtyard.
How convenient. Hang him on it. Guards!
Hang me, but wait, your majesty. Oh, please, kill me, your majesty. No, let go of me. Help, your majesty.
And that was the last anybody ever saw of Haman. After the guards took him away, Xerxes called the whole court together.
Let it be known that the wicked Haman has been disposed of, and that his wealth and estate shall henceforth belong to Esther by virtue of her courage and devotion to her people.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Mordecai?
Sire?
My kingdom needs such as you. I hereby appoint you prime minister in Haman's place. You shall be second in power only to me, and you shall help me rule this kingdom.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
Here is my ring, which bears the great seal of the empire. It carries the authority of the throne itself.
May God grant me wisdom to use it properly.
And now, Your Majesty, if you love me, send out a decree reversing Haman's order to destroy the Jews.
Oh, my dear, you know I would do anything for you. Except stop an official order.
Oh, must I stand by and watch while my people are butchered and destroyed? I can't bear it.
Oh, my poor love. What do you think, Mordecai? Is there any way to stop it?
That would be very difficult, sire. The law bears the great seal and...
And cannot be changed or reversed. I know, I know. Oh, it would be like a lion attacking a lamb.
Then there is truly nothing we can do. My people are lost.
Perhaps not.
You have something?
What is it?
Oh, nothing more than an idea, really. Sire, you mentioned that it would be like a lion attacking a lamb, but I wonder, would the lion be so eager to attack if the lamb were capable of defending itself?
Ah, I see what you're saying. We may not be able to stop people from attacking the Jews.
But we can see to it that the Jews are able to defend themselves. Oh, Mordecai, that's wonderful.
Yes, it's brilliant.
Well, it will need your authority, sire.
You have it. Send a message to the Jews, telling them whatever you need to tell them in my name, and seal it with my ring so it can never be reversed.
And that's what happened. Mordecai sent out a decree giving Jews everywhere permission to defend their lives and their families and to destroy anyone opposed to them. It went into effect on the 28th of February, same day as Haman's decree. So it ended up that no one even tried to harm the Jews because they banded together to defend themselves. And February 28th became a holiday for God's people, a day to remember the courage and commitment of a remarkable young woman named Esther.
That was great, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, thanks for telling it to us.
Well, you know, you could have read it for yourselves. It's right there in the Bible.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Whit, how are you?
Hi, girls. I got some good news for you.
Really? What?
I'm pleased to announce that the Imagination Station is up and running. Yeah, you can go upstairs and have that adventure you were asking about anytime you want.
Well, thanks, Mr. Whitaker. But I think I've had enough adventure for today. Bye, Mr. Walton.
Bye, Robin.
Oh, well, what about you, Melanie?
Maybe I'll try it a little later. Right now, I think I need to do some reading. Bye, Mr. Walton. Bye,
goodbye.
Mr. Whitaker.
Goodbye, Melanie.
Well, goodbye. That's odd. I wonder why they did that. Bernard.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama.
I don't know about you, but I just love stories from the Old Testament. They remind me of so many things. How evil people will not go unpunished. What true courage is. How real life is so much more exciting than make-believe. But most of all, they remind me that God honors those who love Him and keep His commandments. And that's always good to remember. Adventures and Odysseys, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures and Odysseys.